have you identified anything that a new government could act on, some low-hanging fruit in the early days of a new administration that would benefit immediately the UK economy or help importers and exporters or SME businesses?
Yes, well, if we look at the UK-EU trade relationship, there is an imminent review of the trade and cooperation agreement. So from day one, the next government needs to accelerate its efforts to address some of the friction within that current trade and cooperation agreement. But critically, it needs to look to secure a better deal for UK businesses. And that would involve kind of tackling divergence. It would also look at greater harmonisation on SPS checks. So that'd be critical. And that's something that can take place from day one. I mentioned to you about the new entry and exit system at the short straits. Again, that is a EU scheme. So the new UK government is limited on what it can achieve there. But on day one, it should press for a delay so that we can develop an app. Member states can develop and roll out an app so that you're taking the friction away from the border and allowing passengers to be able to do what they can via apps and digitally upstream before they head to the border. That would have a significant positive impact on freight movements. In the area of ocean freight, we would like to see greater coordination with other national competition authorities to kind of monitor the shipping market, but also ensure that there's transparency in respect of pricing to the benefit of all involved. I'm thinking of the Five Eyes initiative, for example, with US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and that includes coordination among competition agencies. We think that there's important work that could be done in that space. And then there is something, Mike, that government could do on day two, and that is put logistics at the heart of government. And that's why Logistics UK is calling for the appointment of a Minister for Supply Chain and Logistics that can work across government, that can recognise and understand the critical role of logistics in driving innovation and productivity, but also securing our critical supply chains and building resilience into that as well.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.